Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We are broadcasting live from the Green Space. The music world has never been more crowded, and yet somehow Andrew Bird manages to stand out. Maybe it's the fact that there aren't a whole lot of indie rock violinist, whistler, singer, songwriters. Or maybe it's the songs. Andrew Bird's latest release is called Break It Yourself, and The Guardian in London called it, quote, the perfect album, unquote. Today, Andrew Bird and bassist Alan Hampton are going to perform some of it for us. Old school. Just two guys, acoustic, unplugged, on stage with a song called Give It Away. Please welcome Andrew Bird to the Green Space.
Scarcely breathe or see assured asphyxiation, where the foxes and field mice make the dens death by association. I swore I'd never take anyone there again. Did this nation, a nation under your command. This nation, a nation under your command. This nation, a nation under your command.
That is Andrew Bird with Alan Hampton, live from the Green Space, in the song Give It Away, which appears on Andrew's latest record, Break It Yourself. Andrew, great to have you back on Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me back.
You've done so much touring over the years with the band or solo or with Martin Dosh, the drummer, where you're doing all kinds of live looping and layering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you and Alan around a single mic. I mean, it's like Grand Ole Opry style here.
Yeah, we actually just played the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, and you know, the original Grand Ole Opry, and we did... A good part of the set was just one microphone.
Mm-hmm. What does that do to the songs when they've been created in the barn, as your records are, one way, and then you're here doing it a very different way? Is it a different way?
Well, in the barn, it was similar. It wasn't quite that stripped down, but it
right.
was. There's no production on this record, really. It's everything, all the production happens before it hits tape. Mm-hmm. But to really strip it back and play with really no monitors or anything, you sing different. You know, you sing more full on, and I've been into that lately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The barn is where?
Western Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And is it a genuine barn, or has it been like retrofitted with all kinds of high tech stuff?
10 years ago, it was just full of hay and raccoon feces and raccoons. and we fixed it up. It's quite comfortable now, but it's still pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. And so, Break It Yourself was recorded there. Were you going for maybe a different sound on this record?
I wasn't really going for anything at the time. I was just organizing like let's hang out and jam, which we never do, rarely do as a band. So, and then we rolled tape and we started to realize we were getting, you know, that stuff that would be hard to replicate. So the only agenda I had was to just avoid fixing anything or production or any. You know.
What about the idea, I mean, you play the violin, it's not an instrument we associate with songwriting. You know, you think of people writing at the piano or on the guitar. Mm-hmm. Can you write songs on the violin?
Well, you have to kind of rethink how you play it, because it's most of the time it's crammed up against your vocal cords.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get contrary motion going on when it's right there where you sing.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why guitar is so typical for songwriting, is it's you know... It's like, you know, patting your head and rubbing your stomach. You can do it. But if you had to, like, you know, pat your neck and... You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I never really thought about that before, but...
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you know, talk about the lyrics. They're often very elliptical, but also very literate. And this next song that you're going to sing for us looks back, you know, uses the imagery of the Greek myth of Orpheus and not looking back and all of that.
Right. Yeah, the hazards of looking back. And there's other songs on the record that kind of are looking at, you know, the fatal shore, you know, the looking, you know, towards the afterlife. But this one focuses on that moment of looking back and how everything can just crumble.
Let's hear it. It's another live performance. Andrew Bird and Alan Hampton live in the Green Space.
You don't look. keep on straining, as if to see what lies behind them, through the shelves of empty buildings and great columns of glass. They say you don't look, they say you don't look, 'cause it'll drive you mad. And if it drives you mad, and if it drives you mad, it'll probably pass.
Once again, Andrew Bird with Alan Hampton on double bass, live from the Green Space on Soundcheck today. Orfeo Looks Back is the name of the song. It's on the new album from Andrew Bird called Break It Yourself. Andrew will be playing with the band at the Beacon Theater May 4th and 5th here in New York. And for our listeners in Detroit, he'll be at the Fillmore Detroit on May 10th, but here with us today on Soundcheck. You reinvent your songs, it seems. I mean, you know, most people, you fix a song on a record and boom, that's the song. That's how it goes. But with you, it seems that as you tour these songs, they're constantly being reinvented.
Yeah, well, sometimes the best ideas come to you after the record is done. Like that last idea that, if it drives you mad, that was at some Soundcheck a week ago. I was like, oh,
I should have had that on the record.
Yeah.
Now, everybody who came here today got a postcard with a download link to get some music of yours. Is that why, you know, you put out so much music out? Because there are constantly this kind of revisiting of older songs?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have this series called the Fingerling series, and it's just all live, the best of the best. And it's quite popular because they're so different from what's on the record.
Right. Yeah. Now, I want to just remind folks at home, if you are listening on the radio and not watching our webcast, you should probably switch over to the webcast, because after the broadcast part of our show is done, Andrew and Alan are going to perform another song for us, a cover, as a kind of a web extra, so folks here in the Green Space and watching our live webcast will get to hear that. But for this portion of the proceedings, let's do Eye on Eye next. This is, again, from the new record, and Alan switching from bass to guitar on this one. All right, once again, Andrew Bird and Alan Hampton live on Soundcheck.
One, two, three, four. Congratulate yourself, give yourself a hand, hand is yours, the eye that eyes itself is your eye, and the ear that hears itself is too near, and you're getting too close, you're getting too close, you're getting too close to your souls. You've done the impossible now, took yourself apart, made yourself invulnerable, no one can break your heart, so you break it yourself. Bring in your own, break it yourself. Bring in your own, break it yourself. Bring in your own,
break it yourself.
Bring in your own. Yourself, give yourself a hand, the hand is yours, and you go ahead and bring it out, you go ahead and stretch it out, go ahead and wear it inside. I said trip in a desert makes this boy and girl too wise. Hundred stories high, and you re-ionize, and it's ionize. All this time it took to
Once again, Andrew Bird with Alan Hampton live from the Green Space on Soundcheck today. And Eye on Eye is the name of the song. Were you sort of playing, Andrew, with the Rastafarian Eye on Eye?
No, I heard about that afterwards. So.
Okay.
No, not at all. I like some reggae music, but...
Not the sound that you were going for. On the record, this is a bit more of a rocky number, obviously very different here with you and Alan crowded around a single mic here on stage at the Green Space.
Yeah.
Yet another project of yours, Norman, your first film score. Now, you'd done instrumental stuff before. There was that Useless Creatures album that you'd done.
Yeah.
How different was this?
It was right between tours, so it was a bit of a... It was the hardest thing was kind of checking your ego and having to, you know, going from playing for 2,000 people and being your own...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the autonomy of that, and then being in service of the director in the film. It was kind of a shift. But
yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I've just been waiting for the right film to come along, and this was such a good film.
We're actually going to hear a little bit of the soundtrack from Norman to wrap up the broadcast portion of the proceedings today. But are you looking forward to doing more of that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's a much... better quality of life than touring. I love touring, but
well, know. Speaking of quality of life, you're a still recent dad. That's one of your other creative projects.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations
Thank
there.
You.
The new album is called Break It Yourself, and Andrew Bird will be performing here in New York at the Beacon Theater, May 4th and 5th, and at the Detroit Fillmore, in Detroit, obviously, on May 10th. Andrew, Alan, thank you guys for playing for us on Soundcheck today.
Yeah, thank you.
And we are live from the Green Space. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our program Monday, Newsies has come to Broadway. We'll look back at the historical events that form the basis of the new musical, plus the Newsies composer and songwriter, Alan Menken, will join us to talk about a busy season. He's got three Broadway shows and a major motion picture out all at once. And we'll have an exclusive album stream of the new cast recording of Newsies, plus a live performance from singer-songwriter Bea Beamon on Monday. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. We had engineering help today from George Wellington and Edward Haber. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. Thanks to Indira Etwaru and the entire Green Space team. We had help today from Gina Gildasis and Crystal Kim. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck, live from the Green Space.